Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the fifth Sunday of Easter, 2017.
All right, let me shift us to our gospel today. We had our children's mass at 9 o'clock, so you get to benefit from the prop that I had for that. So let me grab this here. Your little kid, your mom or your dad, you're lying in bed. They just turned off the light switch in your bedroom. And at the foot of your bed, on the other side of the wall, is that closet whose door is closed. And what all of us have experienced as kids is we're lying there in the dark, maybe a little bit of light coming in the window, and our brain is so good at beginning to imagine what might be in that closet. And I think of like the old Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, where that was a frequent thing that he went back to. But the closet door and the fear of the unknown. And we've all been there. And it's amazing how good our brain is at beginning to imagine, well, what's in that closet right now? What's in there? And the unknown, rather than breeding confidence or security, because every one of us is wounded by original sin, part of the way that wound plays out is that when there is something unknown, when there is a blank that needs to be filled in, how often you and I fill it in with the worst possible scenarios. And so as a kid lying in bed and this closet door, maybe just slightly ajar, the brain spins. I remember that happened to me all kinds of times as a kid. And the amazing thing is that as the brain is filling in the blank, and as the fear of the unknown gets stirred up, all that it would ever take to put me at ease was if I called my dad and then to have him come in and simply open up that closet door and say to me, "Eric, there's nothing to be afraid of." You get rid of the unknown and the fear begins to go. And this is not something limited only to our kids. And just the kids that are here, you know there are no monsters in your closet at home, right? Right? So we don't want the homily to end this way. There are no monsters in your closet. So, but it's not limited only to us as kids. In fact, it can often get worse as we become adults. The fear of the unknown is a huge and often paralyzing thing for many, many of us. What I want you to notice in the gospel today is that the Lord Jesus, he knows this. And in fact, in the big picture of his mission, one of the great things that he does is he comes to reveal to us, to make known to us the truth of those things that are unknown to us, that we couldn't know on our own, but he reveals them and he makes them known because he does not want us living in fear. Now notice in the gospel today, there are two beautiful, huge things that he enters into with this. Areas where you and I can have a lot of fear within us. The first is, what happens after death? And for a lot of people, that reality of death is a huge cause of fear, the unknown. And the Lord knows that. At the Last Supper with his disciples, he's been sharing with them that his suffering is coming, that he's going to be passing away from them. He's spoken of his own death. And at the Last Supper, their hearts are frightened. They're troubled. And so what does the Lord do? Well, he basically, around that whole question of death, and Lord, what are you doing? What lies on the other side? He opens up that closet door to remove fear. And so he says to them, "I know that your hearts are troubled, but I don't want you to be frightened. So here's what's happening. I will go away from you for a time, yes, But here's why I'm going. I'm returning back to the Father's house so that I can prepare a room for each one of you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And I'm going to the Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for every single one of you, like unique, special, made just for you. And then, having done that, I will come back again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. He's speaking about death, eternal life, and heaven. And he's wanting us to be free from any fear. And he's telling us, look, if you cling to me, you hold on to me in faith, here's what I want to do for you. At the moment of your death, when you see me face to face, I don't want you to be afraid of that moment, but give me your heart now, surrender your life to me now, so that at that moment, I can lead you into the Father's house, into that dwelling place, that room in the Father's mansion that is prepared especially for you. This is one of the most comforting images that the Lord gives in regard to heaven and life after. He's painting a picture for us, kind of opening up the door to what is unknown to us and showing us and saying, look, I do not want you to be afraid. Just hold on to me, cling to me in this life that I can bring you into the Father's house. What a beautiful image that is. And those of you that carry fear of death in your heart, I want you to hear this. I mean, really let this truth soak in that you might be free from that. Now, another part of the gospel that he does the same thing on is in regard to the Father. He's speaking a lot about the Father, but he knows that we're thinking, kind of like Philip, well, we haven't seen him. We don't think we've seen the Father. But you know what a lot of us do is there's fear in many of us. Well, we know Jesus. We know he loves us that much. But is the Father that loving? Like, maybe he's not. Maybe Jesus is that New Testament kind of nice face of God. But what about the Father? I mean, is the Father really that loving? Maybe he's angry. Maybe he's already looking at us and has already decided that we failed him. Maybe there's no way of pleasing the Father. Maybe he's just mean, not patient. Maybe he's just looking for the slightest thing just to condemn us. And there are a lot of people who unfortunately carry that kind of image of the Father in their hearts. Why? Well, part of it has to do with just some of our own kind of unfortunate or kind of broken experiences growing up, but another part of it has to do with the fact that when you're dealing with the unknown, we often plug into the unknown kind of worst case things. So Jesus, he wants us to be free from that fear that somehow maybe in God himself there's a split. Jesus is the nice son, but the Father, oh, you want to avoid him. He wants to free us from that fear. And so he says to Philip, Philip, like, where do you think I get the words that I've been teaching you and speaking to you? You think that they come from myself? The love that you've seen in me, the great patience that I have with sinners, the mercy that I've shown, the kindness, the gentleness, the hope, like, where do you think I get all of that? And he tells Philip and he tells us, I get that from the Father. The Father and I are one. We're one. So, you know, some of you look so much like your mom or your dad growing up. Friends said, wow, I really see your mom in you. We get that. At the human level, we know how that works. Well, spiritually, Jesus is saying, where do you think I come from? Like, did this love and mercy just, like, did I just invent that? No. I get it from my Father. Everything I'm doing, everything I've been speaking to you, everything I've been revealing, it all comes from the heart of the Father. So do not be afraid. Don't be afraid that the Father is something else. What you see in me, it all comes from the Father. And he teaches us that in order that we might be set free from that fear. Now, these are just two ways in this one passage where the Lord is opening up the door to the unknown, wanting to set us free from fear. So, from all of this, a couple of just quick encouragements. One, we've got to give our own fears over to the Lord in prayer. We've got to let Him know, this is going on in my life, I don't know what's inside, but I have to be honest, I'm afraid. That could be in regard to your career, finances, it could be in regard to relationships, well, you name it. But we need to be really honest with the Lord when we pray. And then we need to let Him respond. Scripture is God's gift that reveals His heart to us. And where there are unknowns, the Lord says, I want to show you what is unknown to you. I want to reassure you, I do not want you living in fear. So we bring the fear to Him in honest prayer, but then we let Him reveal the truth to us, most especially in Scripture, just like He does in today's gospel. This is a beautiful little example of the way that God's Word is meant to work in our life to free us from fear and set us free. And this is what He desires for each and every one of us.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.